As we mentioned last segment, tonight, National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Awards, the big ceremony right here in Dallas. This show, one of five finalists for Major Market Personalities of the Year. So Gordo had the idea that we needed to practice our acceptance speeches. I guess, what, just so we don't go up there looking foolish?
Right, yes. So we need to practice our acceptance speeches. So the setup is that, okay, where our names are announced, then we all have to walk up there and we all deliver our speeches. And Craig, you get to go first.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I do have mine written out.
So the applause starts.
Okay.
The press is there and we're in the big hall.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank the Academy for finally recognizing us after 26 years. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. I wasn't expecting to win, really. No way. I wasn't expecting this. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
Nice touch.
I want to thank the biggest influences in my life, my mom and dad, Wayman Tisdale, George Gervin, Eddie Merckx. I want to thank Cumulus for not firing me, even though I have a very large file in Dan Bennett's office. I would like to not thank Sully, Clock Boy, Chewbacca Mom, and the squirrels who terrorized my home. I'm so glad that we won this Marconi and they didn't. No thanks to them. And finally, I hope this shows every child in America that anything is possible if you just believe. And if you have a friend like Rhines who gives you a job at his new startup sports station in a top five market. I guess what I'm saying is that if you're a kid, you can't really do anything. What you need is a lot of luck, and you need to know the right people. So strike that BS about just believing and working hard. It's total BS. Thank you, and everyone here can go straight to lower heaven.
Oh, am I next?
George.
Okay.
George. Yeah, I'll hold the award. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead,
George. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. You'll have to forgive me, and I've had a lot to drink. Hey, since we're in Dallas, I just wonder what Jimmy Johnson would think about this. Hey, how about them musers, huh? or maybe Michael Irvin. He's another cowboy name, a big cowboy name from here.
I would like to formally inform those who just got served by the muses that your chances of winning this Marconi are officially closed.
We're a sports station, so maybe just a little bit of Harry Carey for you. Hey, how does a preacher pay for his sins? With PrayPal. Thanks. Here's Gordon.
Thank you.
I warmed him up for you, though.
Thank you. Oh, wow, boy. I tell you what, I'm real nervous up here. I'd like to thank my family, but unfortunately most of them are dead, which really sucks for me. You know, most people get up here and act surprised that they won this award, and they say they didn't even prepare a speech because they didn't think they'd win. Well, I actually didn't prepare a speech because I'm lazy. So, totally different reason.
They're not going to laugh at you, so just
I want to dedicate this victory to my partner in life, the person I've been sleeping with for 13 years, the person that taught me that I should be proud and that love is love. My boyfriend, Preston, from Preston and Steve, who we beat out for this award. Thank you, Preston. Stand up. Why are you standing?
Don't bring up other personalities.
I just want to thank my incredible support staff, George and Craig. These two guys up here with me, they've been an incredible part of the show for the better part of 25 years.
He probably will say that.
And I appreciate them kind of helping out here and there. Also, I'd like to thank the great Lee Harvey Oswald investigative team that quickly zeroed in and apprehended him on that fateful day. Many years ago, they showed the world that Dallas can quickly deal with presidential assassins.
You're losing them.
You know, when I was diagnosed 25 years ago, I never knew that I would make it this long. But being diagnosed with incredible talent sometimes works out, and I'd like to thank that program director that gave me this chance and opportunity.
He believes that.
Yeah, he does.
Quick funny story. One time, George, the guy in the mohawk here, one time George came up to me and said, Gordon, he was in a panic. He said, Gordon, I don't think I can do this job anymore. I don't have any talent, and I'm riding your coattails, and I have horrible bathroom problems, and that's destroyed the interior of my car and so on. Anyway, it's a story I wanted to tell you guys.
Well, I was singled out.
No acceptance speech would be complete without thanking God and country.
Jeez.
So I apologize for this speech being incomplete. Let me finish with these words. Love, light, cake is forever. I'm ready, Warden. Love, light.
Here comes the hook.
Cake is forever.
Love, yeah, you lost it minutes ago.
Cake is forever. Thank you, Marconi!
All right, that was a good run through.
All right, so let's troubleshoot here. What do you guys think?
I think we need to fine tune all of it.
The audience hated us.
Yeah, they did.
How could they hate us?
Well, we won't have to worry about it. I think we're looking at 0-6.
Okay, here's the challenge, though. If we win tonight,
verbatim,
we have to go up there and do this verbatim and roll tape on it.
Oh, no.
All right,
I'll do that.
Will you guys agree to that?
Yes, I'll do that.
But okay. I have to get up there and thank Lee Harvey Oswald investigative team.
Sure.
Oh, no. All right.